What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ram Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. The best day of the week, in my opinion. Not just because I'm on the Naughty But Nice Show, but the week's halfway through. We're there. We're all having fun.
Yeah, my life is so busy with things that I love doing, including this podcast, mainly this podcast, that my days fly by rather fast. And so I'm really enjoying it. I've started a new thing, too. If you follow me on Instagram, The Naughty Gossip, now throughout the day, in my story section, I'm giving you all the updates throughout the day. So websites are dead now. People don't go to websites anymore. You've got to bring the gossip to the people. They're not coming to you. So I'm happy if Muhammad won't come to the mountain will come. Is that the expression? I think that's the expression. Did I get that right?
Yes. If Muhammad won't come to the mountain, we'll bring the mountain to Muhammad.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Well, I'm Muhammad here. You're the mountain, Donnie. So I'm going to bring it to you. So check it out. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. Meghan Markle's ex-aide inside the palace has confirmed that she did give an interview internally over the staff being bullied by Meghan Markle. So this is the first time that we've had this really confirmed. A recent confirmation by Samantha Cohen, who was a former royal aide, about being interviewed internally regarding allegations of the staff being bullied by Meghan Markle has shed some new light and at least some new buzz into this story. So Cohen has been in the palace, or was in the palace, she's no longer there, for a really long time. She used to work for the late Queen, and she disclosed that she was one of 10 members of staff to be questioned about the allegations. Now, she did not get into specific details, and she did mention, though, that the staff has had an enormous amount of turnover under Harry and Meghan. Part of that is they wanted to do things a different way. If you got a job with the Queen or King Charles, it's the same job. They're not changing anything. They don't want to come in there and shake it up. Meghan and Harry wanted a new path, and so they wanted their people there, not somebody they inherited from his grandmother. I think this, the headline's dramatic, but I think if we really dig deep here, Donnie, it's just a change. Whenever you get a new boss, think about where you work, wherever you work, naughties. When a new boss comes in, they don't have to be a bully. They just want to do things differently. And often that means a turnover in the staff. I think that's what's going on here. I'll be really disappointed if it's the other. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, It's a very tricky situation here, because I know we've all been in that situation. A new boss comes in and they're like telling you what to do, and you're like, who are you to tell me what to do? And it's like, well, I'm the boss now. Like, I'm the boss. But you feel that it's might be bullying, or you feel that it might be they're picking on you, but it's like, no, it's I'm the boss and I'm now telling you to do something differently. And you're like, but I've been working here forever. It's a really tricky situation. It's a fine line.
It is tricky.
Could Megan have handled it better? Who knows?
Yes, we all could. Yes. Yeah, I've looked back over my career, and when I've rocked up as the boss, I've put people's feathers out of place, so to speak. And looking back, I could have handled it a little better, but nevertheless, I was the boss, and changes were going to happen. I was hired to make some changes. Now, the difference here is Meghan and Harry weren't hired. They were a member of the family, and so it wasn't like they had to go through an interview to get this job. Let me remind everybody, because the context here is important, the allegations of bullying against Meghan first surfaced in 2021, just before Harry and Meghan sat down with Oprah. Very suspicious timing. The Times of London, a very fancy paper, said that several staff were reduced to tears because of Meghan's behaviour at Kensington Palace. In fact, things got so bad that Jason Knopf, the couple's communication assistant at the time, raised concerns about Meghan's conduct with Prince William. He ran to Prince William's private secretary. He didn't do it to William directly, but one communication person to another. Ooh, there's a lot going on here. I just think it's that they came in a little too strong. And the palace, it's an old-fashioned organisation. They don't like change. Donnie, when I rocked up at Derek and Remains, what did you think at first? Was I too much? Although you probably were my boss.
Yeah. No, you were fab. You did walk in with like a peacock, kind of. You just walked, your feathers were out and you sashayed into that room. But no, you were fabulous. But that's the same way. There, things were done a certain way. Things were just, you know, every day was kind of monotonous. You walk in, you change things up, you're like, let's have a little fun, let's do things a little
I like new blood. I do. It shakes up an office, doesn't it? It really does shake it all up, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan Markle's former aide has confirmed that she did do an interview internally over the staff being bullied, allegedly being bullied by Meghan Markle. Do you think that Meghan's a bully, or is this the palace playing naughty, dirty, dirty business? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Courtney Love, what are you doing? So Taylor Swift was called not interesting by Courtney Love. And, ooh, you know the Swifties. They were not happy. So Courtney Love came out and she expressed very strong opinions about Taylor, stating that she doesn't view Swift as important or interesting as an artist, despite acknowledging her influence and popularity. You know, she also criticized Lana Del Rey, and Swift's fan base fired back. Of course they are. If you say one negative word about Taylor Swift, her Swifties are going to come back and fight back. However, Courtney Love might be, you know, just speaking out to get a little press, because in 2021, she did wish Taylor a happy birthday on Facebook. Aspirational, huge role model for many young women and occasional hair twin / neighbor. So how is she an aspirational role model, but not very important or interesting? As an Courtney, I think you're just trying to maybe get yourself out there a little bit. Get yourself in the news. Get yourself heard. But also, she can believe what she wants to believe. Courtney, you know, is in a band called Garbage, which is Hole, which is a very different type of music. You know, they do a little more like punk and a little more rock.
Yes.
And Taylor does a little pop music. You know, I could see why she's maybe not understanding what Taylor's about.
I think you don't have to appreciate or like Taylor's music. But saying that she's not important is ridiculous. She's arguably the most important pop star of the generation. Like, there's nobody as big as Taylor Swift. Beyoncé fans are not going to like that. But you know what I mean? She's an absolute monster of a star. It's like saying Madonna was not important. She changed everything. Michael Jackson, you might not like him, I get it, but he was really important. And what makes me curious here is, Courtney, you're changing your tune. If you never, ever had liked Taylor, fine, but a couple of years ago, not that many, you were trying to get her attention on social media. I think this comes across as just jealousy, as so spiteful, as so small. And it's a lesson for all of us. When you try to knock somebody down, you don't tarnish them. Not one person today listening to our show, Donnie. Not one person's like, oh, Courtney's right. What we're thinking is Courtney's a fool. It's always the messenger that looks like a fool. So next time you want to knock a friend down or somebody you work with, remember, you're not going to impact them. All you will do is make everybody realise that maybe you're the problem. What do you think, Donnie?
And I mean, it's also convenient that Taylor has a new album coming out on Friday. So everyone's talking about Taylor again. And then Courtney Love's like, ooh, maybe I should chime in right now.
Right, right. Of course we call this the Bethany Frankel School of PR. Bethany always finds somebody that's in the news, somebody that's very, very popular, somebody that's normally not a reality star, but a big, big superstar. And she says something controversial about them. Remember when she used to go after Kim Kardashian? I think she's talked out too about Taylor Swift. This is what celebrities do. Smart celebrities, shady celebrities. They talk about bigger stars. It'd be like me gossiping about Andy Cohen. Yeah. I'd be using his celebrity to get me attention. Not a good look. Okay, moving along. Patty Stanger. Remember her, the millionaire matchmaker? She's back on a new show. Dating, I didn't watch it, but I might. I used to really enjoy her on Bravo. She's still friends with Countess Luann, and she's revealing why the Countess and Mary-Kate Olsen's ex-husband have split up. So if you remember, they were spotted together. We thought they were a couple. Now Patty is saying the reason they broke up is because he is, quote, boring. She revealed that Luann is the life and the soul of the party. We certainly know that. And he didn't want to go out. He, Olivier is his name, very, very handsome French gentleman. He wanted to stay home. He didn't want to go to the parties. Luann turns up at the opening of an envelope. She loves going to red carpets, any red carpet. There is Luann. He doesn't want to do it. In which case, break up. You're not a good fit. There's no shade here. Figure out what you want in a partner and go and find it. It's that easy, Donnie. What are you like, my friend? Do you like somebody like Luann who goes out, is the life and soul of the party? Or do you like your fella to be a little bit more reserved? Some people might say boring. I don't. I say reserved. Yeah. And stay home and watch TV. What's your type?
For me, it's like, I want somebody, I feel like I'm in the middle. There are times when I go out and I am the peacock and I'm the life of the party and I'm out there. But the other times I'm like, I just want to sit home with a glass of wine and watch some trashy reality TV. That's what I would like. But also, I mean, it might sound a little crazy, but I also don't want to date someone who's going to go out there and outshine me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want somebody who's out there. People are like, oh, he's fabulous. But like, no, I'm fabulous. Yep.
I'm fabulous. That's why we could never date, Donnie. Could never date. We'd be at each other's throat to see who got the biggest applause, the biggest spotlight.
Yes.
Find what you like. And then once you've figured it out, don't let anybody else change your opinion. What they like isn't what you like. I spent so many years, wasted years, trying to date people my friends wanted to date. But I didn't. Find what you like and then go for it. Okay, moving along, Donnie, the Golden Bachelor. Oh, these two. They tricked me. Now Teresa is speaking out. What has she got to say about this mess?
So the marriage lasted 3 months after after they got married on the Golden Bachelor. But Teresa is finding the silver lining in it all. She took to Instagram with a Dr. Seuss quote saying, "Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened." Despite their, you know, marriage only lasting a very, very short 3 months, she stands by their union and encourages understanding from critics, asking them to empathize with her journey. And she also goes, "I don't know everything at my age," but she highlights the unpredictability of love and life. Now, it's hard. 3 months is, I wanted more than 3 months.
I want more than this. Teresa, we followed your lives for lots and lots of weeks. We watched you get married live on television. You owe us more. You really do. You really welcomed us in. You begged us to come into this process. And now it doesn't feel fair that you're pushing us out. I get you're going through a difficult time, but we're your friends. We're the ones that support you. You don't cut off your friends right now. Think if you're going through something ugly and you just put a wall up between you and all your friends. Well, that's how I feel to Teresa. I feel like I know her. I feel like I supported her. And being coy with quotes, silly, silly quotes from Dr. Seuss, never a good idea. I don't care what Dr. Seuss has to say about this. I care what you have to say. So don't be a coward. Tell us. And if you don't want to tell us, it's over. You can't come back. If you have decided that this wasn't for you, and I get it, reality TV is not for everybody. We don't all have to be a Real Housewife. You tried it, you went through it, it didn't work out, and now you want to go back to your regular life. Fair enough. Then don't tease us with quotes from Dr. Seuss. Stay off Twitter, move on, and I promise you, we'll forget about this in 6 months. We're really good at forgetting about former reality stars. Just ask an American Idol, my friends. We've really moved on very, very quickly. I can only name two. There's been about 20 winners, and I only can only name two. And so we will move on. I don't even remember the housewives anymore that have left. I don't. Ramona who? Ramona Singer? That was, I don't even remember. And so you can move on from this, Teresa. We will let you be, but we won't let you be if you keep picking the scab. Part of me thinks they want it both ways. They want to be coy. They don't really want to sell us, but they don't want to lose us. So they're teasing us. Not a good look. Foolish, foolish, foolish. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Ryan Gosling, delicious, hi Ken, is explaining that initially he rejected the offer to perform at the Oscars. He said 100% no when they asked him. He said there are too many things that can go wrong with a live performance. But in the end, he changed his mind because his daughters love Barbie. They wanted him to do this so we can all thank Ryan's daughters. It was the highlight, one of the highlights from the Oscars for me. Donnie, did you love it?
Oh, just the man can do no wrong.
No wrong.
It's just beautiful.
He's a good, good man, and he looks pretty good too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. You might have noticed now on the Naughty But Nice Show, we do have some ads. Not every day, but we do have some ads in the middle of the show. I know they're a pain in the bottom, but they allow us, our wonderful sponsors, to bring you this fantastic content with zero cost. It's totally free. So thank you to the sponsors. If you don't want to listen to them, share the episode with a friend. You can do that while the ads are going on, and we will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey Donnie, let's get to the polls. Da, 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 da. Yesterday we talked about Suri Cruz turns 18 and now she's free to talk about Scientology. Should she though? That's our question. Should she tell all? Let's have a look. 60% said no. You're such good people, Naughties. I'm with the 40 here. I'm normally with the majority. Today, I'm with the minority. I would tell everything. What would you do, Donnie?
Oh, honey, should she? Probably not. Do we want her to? Absolutely. Yes.
Different questions.
Sweetie,
different
I want to know how Tom sleeps. I want to know how Tom wakes up, how he drinks his coffee, what he does in the morning, who he talks to on the phone. I want to know everything.
All of which she probably doesn't know because he dumped her when she was a baby. I mean, he has not seen her, but nevertheless, Suri, whatever you decide, we are with you. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now my favourite part of the show, it's time for our nicest of the day.
The nicest of the day is Hannah Waddingham. She stood up to a red carpet photographer and she says, don't be a D.I., you know, fill in the blank.
We know her from Ted Lasso. Is that right?
From Ted Lasso. Yes, I love her. She immediately shut down the photographer's request. Huh. Basically, you know, he wanted her to show leg, is what it is. He was like, oh, Flash, you know, show me the leg, show the leg. And she's like, no, sweetie. She's like, you would not ask this about a man.
True.
She literally, she goes, have some manners. This is true. First of all, why would you, as a photographer, a male photographer, especially now in 2024, come on, stand up there and then beg her to show her leg?
Oh, it's rude.
It's just tacky. Rude. Tacky.
Absolutely. I'm glad she called him out. She called him out. I've watched the video 1,000 times. She looks him in the eye, calls him rude, and then walks off. Good for you. Hannah, you can do no wrong. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. We talked about this a couple of days ago. CBS cut Billy Joel off mid-performance, Piano Man. He's singing his biggest song ever, and they cut to the local news. Well, now CBS has issued an apology, and they're going to re-air the entire concert. They're going to re-air that on April 19th, Friday. I'm glad they're doing the right thing, but they were very naughty cutting off Billy Joel, our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum. For 15, 20 minutes, we love to bring you all the best breaking celebrity gossip. But for a moment, we're a little bit more serious. Today's moment of rum. The truth is, the people that are the happiness, and science proves this, are the people who have more meaningful relationships in their lives. People that are rich are not happy. People that are skinny are not happy. People who are beautiful are not happy. The only thing that everybody that's happy has in common is not their height, their weight, their money. What they have in common is they have the most meaningful relationships. Hold on to your relationships. Donnie, you and I have been friends for a long time and I'm never going to let you go. I hold on to my people. When I meet a diamond, even if one's a little bit in the rough, like Donnie, needs a bit of a polish. I grab onto him, I do, and I hold on to your relationships. And I've got to say, on a personal note, Nortiz, you have held on to this podcast, to me, to Donnie, to the co-hosts, for the last 2, maybe 3 years, and I am so grateful for that. That is what brings happiness. You bring me happiness. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.